Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 978 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Russ. All right, now here's today's question coming in from Russ.
Hey, Pat. This is Russ from RussKahle, KAHLE.com. And I focus on helping new teachers in their classroom and education topics and kind of things with, you know, what's changing in the education field and what's out there. I'm excited to be helping you on your product launch coming up here soon, on your physical product on Smart Passive Income. So thanks for the opportunity to let me help you out, and then you helping me out, kind of getting going on writing a book. So my question is, I prefer to not spend money where I don't need to. So I have done a lot of stuff, and maybe that's the teacher mentality that I have, or the frugal mentality that I just have with my wife and I and our kids. But I tend to do a lot of stuff or try and find free tools or open source tools or make tools work through various loopholes or trying and getting things to align just right, or this service does, you know, part of it, and then this other service does the rest. So at what point is it best to just finally say, you know, I just need to spend money on, you know, this. So this tool is worth just spending money because of this. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, especially as I'm just getting started out and kind of weighing that. Is it worth spending money if I don't know if things pan out well, or if it going is it really going to benefit me in the long run to spend money now? So I appreciate your thoughts. Love everything you do. Ask Pat and SPI, big fan for several years. So thank you for everything you do.
Hey, Russ, thank you so much for the question. I totally get where you're coming from, because I remember when I first started out, I was just kind of in survival mentality. I had just gotten let go, and I wanted to spend as little money as possible. And I got like just all the basic plans for everything, and I even hacked my way through things. I even tried to figure things out on my own. I would spend hours and hours and hours and hours on YouTube trying to become a Java CSS expert, because I didn't want to hire anybody to help me with my website. And then there were all these other tools that could help that I just wasn't sure about. So I totally get where you're coming from, Russ. And I think my best answer comes with time and how much you believe your time is worth. And I hope you value your time very much, because a lot of times these pieces of software, the people that we could potentially hire, that is something that can help save you time. And time is something that you cannot get back until never. So with money, you can lose money. You can try things. Maybe it doesn't work out. You can sometimes get your money back with the guarantees that are available too. But other times you can't, and that's okay. You've tested it out, because what you're doing is you're trying to become more efficient, and you're realizing that your time is worth something. And I hope you realize that. And with these tools and services that you're going to be getting, they're hopefully going to help you save time, but also not just time, mental, just stress, because a lot of times these things that we know how to do and maybe just are even really good at, they're just adding a lot of mental stress to the work that the workload that we're doing, and that's removing our creativity and our focus on the things that we should be focusing on and being creative with. So there's a lot of aspects to this question, which is why I really, really love it, Russ. I mean, for me, a lot of times it's just, hey, is this going to help me save time so that I can, you know, put more focus and effort on other things? And a lot of times those, quote, other things involve things outside of the business, things I enjoy, being with my family, all those kinds of things. And I'm sure you can respect that and understand that. So really, it is something that takes a little bit of a leap too. I remember when I first started paying for things, it was such a huge leap for me, but then I started to see the benefits from it. I'll tell you really quick, the first time I paid somebody else to do something for me, and it was when I launched greenexamacademy.com. Well, back in the day, it was actually called inthelead.com, but it had changed domain names over time. So this is my lead exam website, helping people pass the lead exam. I come out with this ebook. I wrote it entirely on my own. 1.5 months spent writing, figuring out how to get the tool that I used to sell it, which was eJunkie, which is still around, but I actually wouldn't recommend that right now for selling digital products. But I'm not talking about the specific products right now, but just the story. And so there was a little bit of money involved with getting PayPal set up and eJunkie, which was very cheap. But then I was presented with an opportunity to hire somebody to create an audio version of the book. And I actually tried to do that myself. I recorded the audio version of that same study guide ebook, which took me 3 whole complete days. I didn't even have a good microphone. I used my Logitech gamer microphone for when I was really big in Quake 2 and Diablo. But anyway, it didn't sound great at all. And it wasn't something that I was comfortable selling. So then I went to a site where I could find freelancers who would then potentially help me with this. And I started getting quotes anywhere between $800 and $3,000, I believe. And I went with somebody for $1,400, and it was the hardest money I've ever spent because that was more money than I was making in architecture per paycheck, and that was more money than I had ever paid for anything, really. I mean, my rent was less than that at the time. So I was like, what? It was hard for me because I was like, I can do this myself, although I tried and it didn't work. But I had some money coming in from the business, so I decided to make a jump for it and leap in. And in 2 weeks, she provided me with all these amazing MP3 files that I packaged together and sold. And that changed everything for me because it really helped excel my income because I was able to package that audio file with the digital ebook that I had. And it just went gangbusters. I sold them both together for $44.95. And I was selling dozens a day. And that was awesome. So really, how do you know if a tool is worth spending money on? Is it going to help you save time? Is it going to help you save stress? Is it going to help you open up more availability for other things? And you sometimes won't even know at first, but see if there's a way that you can attempt to use them in some way, shape, or form, like a free trial. That can also help too. So yeah, that's what I would say, and that's my answer. So thanks, Russ. I appreciate it. Hopefully that gives you some sort of encouragement to really move forward. And here's the last thing. You don't have to buy all the tools at the same time. Pick the one that you know is going to help you the most, that's going to save you the most time, that is that one tool that you get that's going to help you 80% in terms of just the results versus the other tools. So it's the 80-20 rule, right? Like, try to figure out what that first tool is, the one of five that's going to give you 4/5 of the results. So try and figure that out and start with that one. So Russ, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to hook you up with an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote today from Epictetus. I think I said that wrong. Epictetus. I'm sorry. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. Make sure you leave a review on iTunes if you have a chance. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode very, very soon. Cheers. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.